Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
Welcome to another Intentional. I'm Dr. Faye, your host for this Faith-Based Out Loud radio broadcast here every Sunday at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., and 7 p.m. to empower you and to cause an awareness that agents of change are not born, they are made. You know, life has many turns and trials and tribulations and circumstances that arise in our everyday waking, walking, talking lives that causes us to sometimes have to take back, step back, and observe our own lives and look at the total sum of it in our present moment and see if we are really living the life we were born to live. Regardless of how much passion you may have for something or how excited you may be, periodically, every now and then, we have to take time to do a self-assessment to see if we're doing everything in our power to change the world. I believe that in each of us is that grain of mustard seed faith that will cause us to want to know the true essence of God. Some people call him the higher power. We know from the Bible who he really is, the creator of all things, the Father. He has many names and many attributes, many characteristics, but he is still God. Yes, he's still the only true and living God. The Bible tells us because he is the only true and living God, that he is love. And in our assessment, if we do not find ourselves fully operating from a place of love, in spite of the mistakes that we make, in spite of the walls that we may hit, are we doing what we really do out of love? I believe that regardless of how often we try to follow the word of God and try to keep the commandments of God, as some people are still laboring to do, when we see that we are operating from love, it takes care of a lot of problems. It takes care of a lot of issues. It takes care of issues between Democrats and Republicans. It takes care of issues between right and left. It takes care of issues between blacks and whites. Yeah? Between Blue Lives Matters and Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter. It takes care of a lot of problems because God is love. I am taking my time in presenting this teaching to you today because I want you to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to your local church. You are the church. You are the house of God. You are the temple, not made with hands. You're the place where God chose purposefully to come and live in, to abide in. You're the habitation of God. This radio broadcast is aired all over the world, iHeartRadio, iTunes. We download it. We put it on our YouTube channel. We push it out there because we believe that the presence and power of God is more important in your life than the amount of money you can make, than the fame or power you may obtain in this life. When we operate from a place of love, we'll find that it's a place of healing, it's a place of peace, and it's a place of deliverance. Therefore, as we begin to take this journey in this teaching today, I want you to share it across social media. Take the opportunity to let your friends know that you are on your post as an evangelist sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that this is the new track, you know? And as I was growing up as a Christian, we found that using tracts, we would leave messages, and that's not a bad thing, but leaving messages on the table, little cards that were, or little quotes from the Bible or inspirational notes from the Bible. And we would leave those messages around town in our marketplace, in our everyday waking, walking, talking lives. And it will just empower people as it had, it has empowered us. So today, what we do because of technology, we get to share these messages across social media, and we share it with more people in less time. Yay! Yay for the internet! Yay for social media! So that's what we get to do. So as you share this today, you will be sharing the love of God today. You will be sharing the message of hope. People need that. You have people in your life who need to hear a message of hope. As we take this journey today and teach from a loving place, and the title of this teaching today is actually When Love Comes Home. I've taught it so many times in a way that people could understand it. And I was thinking, how can I present love today in a way that will be fresh, would be inspiring and motivational for those who would tune in? So the thought came to me, when love comes home. We're so busy in our everyday waking, walking, talking lives, trying to acquire things. We work to pay for things we have acquired or to get more things. Or we work to build a business, to build a corporation. We work on building relationships. We work on being better parents or better aunties or better mentors or coaches, pastors and ministers. We work on these things because we believe that we are here to make a difference. We are here to change someone else's world. And I often say this, and it is so true, not just because I say it, it's just true. We can't give away what we don't possess. We can't love unless we understand the feeling and the expression of love toward us. John 3:16 says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And since God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, he gave him to us that we might receive this everlasting life, this love of everlasting, this love that keeps on loving in spite of, regardless of what people say or do, he keeps on loving. That, think about it. Think about your life. Think about the lives of people that you know about. That God so loved us and them, loved us, that he put his son on the cross. And Jesus said, no man take my life, but I lay it down. And if I lay it down, I'm able to pick it up. I'm able to raise it up, resurrect it. I'm able to bring it back to life. So how could he say that? Because he said he was speaking from the I am place of God. The I am love, that I'm able, I can do this. I am able to raise it up. I am life enough to breathe life back into myself. Ladies and gentlemen, if I didn't say another thing today, that's enough to receive the offering and pray the prayer of benediction. That love loves so much that he said, I give myself to you. I resurrect myself for you, so that I can resurrect myself through you. That's powerful. So because that is so powerful and love is so powerful, let us do the dance today in this teaching of when love comes home, so that we can be elevated from this place of thinking we are alone or that life is tough, life is hard. It's not. We make it hard, we make it difficult because we don't have the relationship with love. and don't understand the power of love. We feel lonely and feel deserted because certain friends leave or relationships change. Yeah, they change. That doesn't mean they have to dissolve because they change. Yeah, they can still be a relationship. It's just from a different place. When love comes home, we begin to look at life through different lenses. We begin to look at life through God's lenses and see that love himself is resurrecting on the inside of us. When we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, love comes home to us, in us, and love is ready to make an appearance in our everyday waking, walking, talking lives. What we could not do in and of ourselves, love takes over and does it through us. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah, church. Let's take a look at the definition of love through Webster's eyes, a great man, by the way. He defines love as strong affection for another rising out of kinship or personal ties. Translated, Dr. Faye, love happens when you are in relationship with people. Yeah? When you are in community with people. When you are in fellowship with people, yeah? We use the word love, we use it casually, but love is a very powerful thing because God is love. It's personal. Somebody shout, love is personal? Yeah, love is personal. So the love of God is not fully expressed without a personal relationship with him. We can say that we love each other, and we'll talk about that, but there's not really a personal relationship. We've never gone out to dinner together. We've never went on vacation together. We've didn't spend a lot of time on the telephone, because you can build relationships in communication through technology. You really can. You really can. It's okay. There have been thousands of people, if not millions of people who have met online, and many have testified to meeting the love of their lives online, you know, their partners for life, their spouses. So this love transcends boundaries. This love has no geographical roadblocks. It can go through walls. It can go across, it's transatlantic. It can go any place where God is. And there is no place where God is not. The thing is, we have to be certain that we have met love himself before we can truly experience love. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have gone through a divorce? You don't have to raise your hands. How many of you have gone through more than one divorce? And don't tell us how many. But the moment you married that person, you said you're marrying them because you love them. And I've had women to tell me, well, I married them. I really didn't love them. Why did they come to that revelation? They came to that revelation because they knew that inside of themselves was not the flow. Love is a flow. It has substance. It has knowledge. It has wisdom. It has fruit. Love does something. Yeah? For God so loved, let's get back to the foundation. For God so loved that he gave. For God so loved, God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes or whosoever receives him would not perish but have everlasting life, quality of life that keeps on living, keeps on loving, keeps on giving. Why do we give? We give from a place of love. Yeah, that's what love does. Love is on autopilot for giving. Love can't help himself. He must give. Yeah? He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all of their diseases. Yes? Love did that. Perfect love, the Bible says, cast out fear. since it casts out fear, it also casts out every other devil. I almost said if it casts out fear, but if is a conditional word, and love is not a conditional force. It is an absolute. That means that it works 100% of the time in 100% of situations. And there is no time that love is not in full operation for us to access. Yeah? If you were starving of hunger, if you were in starvation mode, you were really hungry, you needed food. And when someone brought you just a slice of bread and a cup of water, would you frown at it? No, you wouldn't, because you're in starvation mode. You need substance. You need something to keep you alive, because that's what your body is saying in starvation. I know people say, well, I'm starving, and they just had breakfast, right? That's not starvation. That's not starving. That's not true. Starvation is having gone without. You're in a dry place. You're in a desert for days with no water and no food. You're in a starvation mode. Starvation will take substance. Many people are love starved. Yeah? So they're receiving the images. So what are those things in the desert? The mirage. They're receiving an illusion. They're receiving something and they think it's love. They're calling it love. But true love fills you to the full, to the overflow. True love helps you to understand that there is nothing missing and nothing broken in your life. So when love comes home, you begin to feel full. You begin to feel absolute. You begin to feel whole, that there's nothing missing and nothing broken. So Webster says it's arising out of kinship and personal ties. I say it's arising out of communion with God, fellowshipping with God, so that you will understand what love is. In this new definition of Webster, it says it's an attraction based on sexual desire. That's not love. I disagree. That is not love. Lust will pull you into the place of sexual desire absent from God. If it is not father-based, if it is not God-ordained, then it cannot be love, ladies and gentlemen. Thus the reason you end up in divorce court. Thus the reason marriages fail. Someone was not in love. They were in lust and not in God. Do you know the difference? They were in, baby, you look good. Honey, you're handsome. Oh, he can afford me. You know, they were in all kinds of modes, but it wasn't in God. Love has an assurance that comes with it and an insurance. Yeah. It has an assurance that no matter what else happens in your life, that you're going to be okay. It is a devotion, and out of the devotion comes this rise of love. You have a devotion to God because he's devoted to us. Amen. He's devoted to us, and he is welcoming the time that we spend with him. Wow. He is saying, come on, I want to spend time with you too, because I love you just that much. I enjoy your presence just as you enjoy mine. I'll be back in a moment when love comes home.
Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutloud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
When love comes home, how do we begin to grow into the place that we have this intimacy with God? So much so until when people look at us, they actually experience love. To be in our presence would mean to be in the presence of love. That is how explosive a love walk can be. And it can be that way for each and every person who will receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So how about you? As we continue this teaching, I cannot teach about love without going to the chapter on love, and that's 1 Corinthians chapter 13. When we look at this chapter in the light of the Message Bible, I want us to take our time and slowly digest what the Apostle Paul is writing to this church that was in chaos, in confusion, jealousy had arisen, there was strife between husband and wives because women, after all, were normally, by law, had not been allowed to be in congregation. There was not any mixed groups, mixed meetings, and I'm not speaking of just race, I'm speaking of gender. That was mixed company now because of what Jesus had done, and some people took issue with that. And so the Apostle Paul spent a great deal of time communicating with the church at Corinth in order to straighten some things out, to enlighten them. And one of the things he pointed out to them was the law of love. People were taking pride in the gifts that they were called to. I'm a Paul, I'm an Apollos, I am this, I am that, I'm a prophet, I'm a pastor, I'm a teacher, I'm a preacher, I'm this, I'm that, I'm a life coach. Well, maybe they didn't use the term life coach. But Paul said, stop it. Let's get down to what's really important, this way of love. When love comes home, it reads differently in the King James, but here it is from the Message. If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to the mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, or what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others. Are you listening? Mm-hmm. Love isn't always me first. It's not part of the entitled generation. Love doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongues will end. Understanding will reach its limit. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incompletes will be canceled. When I was an infant, at my mother's breast, I gurgled and cooled like any infant would. When I grew up, I left those infant ways for good. We don't yet see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog. peering through a mist. But it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then. See it as all clearly as God sees us. Knowing him directly, just as he knows us. But for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us toward that consummation. Trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly, and the best of the three is love. King James ends it this way, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest is love. The Amplified ends it like this, and now there remain faith, abiding trust in God and his promises, hope, confident expectation of eternal salvation, love, unselfish love for others growing out of God's love for me. These three, the choicest graces, but the greatest of these is love. You notice what he said, the love of God growing out of God's love for me. We can't give away what we don't possess. So this love that's growing out of God's love for me, it is because I've spent time with love himself. And anytime you spend time with an individual, whatever is within them becomes a part of who you are. That's what a true life coach is, someone who has substance that you haven't tapped into that teaches you what's on the inside of you. It's not bringing something new to you. That's not a life coach. Bringing something new that hasn't been revealed, that's mysticism and something else. It's not life coaching. Life coaching is bringing the best that's in you out. When you spend time with God, he is the master of life coaches, the master of mentors. He brings the best in you out. And the best in the born-again child of God is God himself. So love begins to manifest in and through us because we are the house of love. We are the temple of God. We're the place where he abides. And he is saying to us today, it's time to activate love. Activate the force of love, the power of love, the gift of love that is resident on the inside of us. Even if you're not a child of God, he is waiting right there for you to receive him so that you can begin to live from that place of always loving. And I know the response for many will say, well, you know, I can't really love that person like that. Or I've been hurt so bad, how could I ever love them? Or they treated me or mistreated me or whatever. You think of reasons to not love somebody. But the Bible teaches us that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. And just as he's accusing others to you, he's accusing you to others. He doesn't play fair. So it's not like your name is off the list to be accused of something, whether it's false or whether you actually did it, right? So somewhere, Satan is speaking to somebody else's heart or mind against you. He's the accuser of the brethren. But Jesus is the giver of life and the manifestation of love in and through us. So when you hear the voices speaking to you and telling you, you shouldn't love that person, that's when you go deep within and said, ask love to flow through you again. This is a prayer that I've shared with so many people around the world, and I will continue to share it because it's one of the most powerful prayers you could ever pray, and it works 100% of the time if you apply it. When you reach a place where you feel as though the love of God is not flowing through you, God himself is not flowing through you, his presence is not flowing through you because his presence cannot flow where there is not love. You get that? So if his presence is not there, his love is not there. And so you hit a roadblock or you hit a wall and you don't feel the way you know you need to feel. You know that feeling that you need to feel, that feeling of peace and release and where there's a flow. And when you see this person, you're not having trigger moments and think unhappy thoughts, but you're thinking happy thoughts. And you're beginning to understand clearly why they said or why they did, or it doesn't matter what they said or what they did. But this prayer you pray is to help you get through that place. And this prayer is, Father, love them through me with the same love that you love me with. Father, forgive them through me with the same forgiveness that you forgive me with. And many people, and I know I often do, start out with forgiveness, because if you don't forgive, how can you love? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He forgives us because he loves us. So it's easy to flow in forgiveness when you're coming from a loving place. So that's the prayer you pray. Let me pray it again so that you will get it. And I'll say it in reverse. Father, forgive John through me with the same forgiveness you forgive me with. Father, love John through me with the same love that you love me with. Because now you're not depending upon what your idea of love is and your fleshy feely love that comes and goes, you know, goes because, you know, you're not pleased with someone's attitude or they didn't make you happy. So therefore your love went cold. Yeah, what's that? It's not love at all. But this prayer will help you get through that place so that you can learn and you will grow from being stuck in this feeling of ill feeling, of hatred, of bitterness, of resentment, and love will be free to come home. When love comes home, you'll find yourself walking easy. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So if it's not easy and it's not light, it's not love. It is not full manifestation of love. So what do? We take his yoke. We let him do it through us because we cannot do it. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And greater is he, yes, 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 and yes, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. This is Universal Life Coaching right here on Intentional. This is Universal Life Coaching. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We've been made more than conquerors through him who loves us. There's never been a greater moment in life than for us to hear a teaching about when love comes home, so that we can cancel out all the bitterness, the hatred, the resentment, and all the things that make us go to war against others internally, and even against ourselves internally, because whatever seed you sow is a harvest you're planning on reaping someday. There's a law of seed time and harvest, sowing and reaping. Whatever you put out there is going to come back. Yeah. He said, give and it's given unto us. And Luke 10:38, give and it's given unto us in good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. He'll cause men to give to our bosom. And that's not always just monetary gifts. That's also the way we give our lives, the way we give our time. What are we giving our thought life to? We're sowing seeds. Our thoughts become prayers. Yes, yes, and yes. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. Our thoughts become prayers. It's the canvas. It's the artist brush for the canvas of the future of our lives. So as we think about something, we're bringing it about. Yes, yes, and yes. So you want to be aware of what you're thinking about, how you're feeling, because your thoughts produce a feeling. What are you feeling in your body right now? What are you feeling about your life? Because whatever you're feeling is what you're birthing. We want to feel the feeling of love. We want to feel the feeling of peace. We want to feel the feeling of thanksgiving, the feeling of gratitude, the feeling of God feeling us to the full, to the overflow. That's the feeling we want to have today. Because of the finished works of Jesus, we have access to love, and this love that keeps on loving in spite of us. Do you know that God loves you the same way he loves Jesus? There is not a different category. This is the love that God has for Jesus, and this is the love that God has for you. No, it's the same love. He doesn't see a born-again child of God any differently than he sees his son, Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus was the first begotten of the Father, and those who have received him as Lord and Savior are now the begotten of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, the seeds of God, the Word of God. We are the ambassadors of heaven in the earth. This love that comes home, it comes home to set us free. It comes home to let the devil know, no, you're not welcome here with the accusations against my brother, against my sister, or against the president, against the Congress, or against the Democrats or the Republicans. You can't operate. See, we think because it's only against those people that we're okay to have that feeling, that we're okay to have that poison and toxicity in our lives, because after all, we don't agree with the president. I didn't vote for him, so I don't have to like, you know what? You know what? Stop it. Stop it. If as a child of God, we're to love from a loving place. You don't have to vote for someone in order to come from your God place. Love him from that place. Forgive him from that place. Don't be like a wounded ex-lover that every time the man says or does something, you're ready to jump on him. So, Dr. Fay, are you pro-Trump? I'm pro-Jesus. Yes, that's right. My party is righteousness. Join it. You'll love it. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and there is clarity in my walk. Yes, yes, and yes. So whatever is going on in the world, know that the Word of God works, and there is clarity in the Word of God. His Word is the only thing that will never pass away. Oh, we can elect another president. Yeah, but does that change who you are? No, it doesn't. The only thing that can change who you are is a born-again walk with Jesus Christ, learning to use his word and to get in his word, because his word is alive, is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of even joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I've got to take a prayer pause, but I'll be right back for more of When Love Comes Home, right here on your favorite ministry show, Intentional.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
When love comes home. I know I got your attention when I said that you have to love the president, whether you voted for him or not. Let me tell you what the office of the president represents. It represents the consciousness of America. It represents every person who calls America home. It represents the flag. It represents freedom. That office represents the land of the free, the home of the brave. It represents In God We Trust. It is what the office represents. We will never have a perfect man or a perfect woman in office. But love covers a multitude of sins. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. Love covers a multitude of sins. And Church of Jesus Christ, whether you're Christian or non-Christian and you hate him, your hatred toward him is not his issue. When we begin to operate from a loving place, whoever is holding office we will come from a loving place and pray for them and support them. Since he's representing every American, hello, somebody, amen, church. Since he's representing every American, then it's up to each and every American to come from a loving place and have the freedom enough to not hate. You know, freedom is extremely powerful, and freedom can only come from a love. True freedom comes from love. Mm-hmm. We would know the truth, and the truth would make us free. When you are free to love, you are truly free. So, well, I'm also free not to love. Well, you're also free to go to hell, but you don't want to go there. You're also free to live in torment for the rest of your life, but do you want to do that? You're free to say anything you want to say, but do you choose that level of freedom to abuse freedom? I'm free not to do those things. I am free not to hate. That's true freedom. I am free not to be bitter. I'm free not to be jealous. I'm free not to be hurt, because my Lord and Savior is bigger than any office in this world. My Lord and Savior is bigger than any title. Yeah. So we have to pray for those who have authority, who are in positions of power in the earth. Yes, we do. That's our calling, to do that. And to do that, we must have love manifesting through us. I can watch Mr. Trump, President Trump, on television, and I don't have any ill feelings. I don't have any negative feelings. Why? Because the love of God is there. I pray that God will teach him and be with him. I pray that God will protect him. Why would I feel about our president the same as our enemies feel about him? No. How can two walk together except they be in agreement? Huh? You know, those of you in America who are hating on President Trump, again, it doesn't matter whether I voted for him or not. I'm coming from a spiritual place here, and I want you to hear me from that place. If you can't, then get born again, and you will. In America, that Mr. Trump, again, represents the highest office in the land. There's a higher office than his, and that is Jesus Christ. And whether you agree or disagree with him, follow the path of love. And even God can make his crooked places straight. His rough edges smooth. God can change his heart. And God will do through him what needs to be done through him while he is in office. And you don't stop praying when he gets out of office. Pray for the next president. Pray for the one after that. And continue to pray. Why? Because we come from a loving place. Pray for your mayors, your council people. Pray for those people. And when people are ungodly, you pray, God will take care of them. Honestly, he will. He will do it the way he does it. Not because of your hatred, your venom, your toxicity spewing out in the airways to bring more hatred and more hardship on people. Do you know those of you, this is what I was going to say a moment ago, and my thoughts just took over. Those of you who were hating on the president of this country, if I said to you that you have come into agreement with Islam, you would just pass out. If you are hating the same way a group is hating or another country is hating the president, you are in community with them. You are in oneness with them who hate all of us in America. Have a change of heart, ladies and gentlemen. And if you can't change it yourself, then pray this prayer. Father, forgive them through me with the same forgiveness that you forgive me with. Father, love Mr. Trump, President Trump, through me with the same love that you love me with. And when you find yourself loving from that loving place and forgiving from that forgiving place, when you hear or he says something you disagree with, then pray for him. Pray for him. But Dr. Faye, that's going to be hard. Well, let me ask you this question, dear. What has he done to you? Do you really know? What has the man done to you? Well, I don't like the way he did this or that. That doesn't matter. You don't like your wife all the time. You don't like your husband all of the time. Some of you don't even like your kids, and kids want to divorce their parents. We are family in this country, and it's time for us to start behaving like it. Yes, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. That's the Bible. This nation was founded in God, under In God We Trust. It's on our currency. People escaped to this country for religious freedom. And each of you, listen, as we have a right to exercise that freedom, thank God for this network. Thank God for Malcolm and America Out Loud, that we get to express ourselves here, express our voices, and speak our truths from around the world. This is an amazing time to be in this space, to share the glory of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to teach people how to let the love of God come home for Washington, D.C. I don't know about you, but I'm done with the wars. I'm done with the government shutdowns and the criticisms of the White House. Yes, he made some mistakes, but let's not open your closet. Yes, 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 he'll still make some mistakes, but then let's look into your future. I know, not popular, but it's the truth. To let love come home means to break away from all of the criticism, all of the hatred, all of the toxicity, the hatred of this group or that group. We need to come under one banner, under one umbrella, and that's the umbrella of love, God's love, that will revolutionize your life, darling, that will change you from the inside out, that will create in you a clean heart and renew within you a right spirit. If you don't know how to feel, then turn off the news. Turn it off. Turn it off till you can get your heart right. Yes, indeed, turn it off. Don't turn me off, though. But turn it off until you can reposition your thoughts. Spend some time meditating upon what's good. Meditate upon that which is good. And Philippians 4:8 says, think on these things. Think on these things that are good, that are lovely, that are just, that are pure, that are of a good report. And if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, to think on these things, and the very God of peace will sanctify us wholly. Isn't that good news? I think it is. I think it's absolutely wonderful news for us to get to a place that we can say, Jesus is truly Lord of my life. That you're no longer trying to be in the driver's seat and dictate to who you will love and who you won't. That you just decide to be who God created you to be. You know you're sweet on the inside, aren't you? Look at you. You're royalty. You're Mr. and Miss Wonderful person, you. You're too good to be unkind. You're too sweet on the inside to be bitter. You're too lovely to have all this hatred and venom coming out of you. Toxicity does not look good on you. Love looks good on you. I see you. It looks good coming through you. It looks good coming through your eyes. It looks good on your countenance. You shine, and you shine brighter each and every day because you have learned to love from a loving place. And I needed to say that today, maybe more than some of you needed to hear it, but you need to hear that it's time for America to come together as one people. And the way we do that is not by pointing fingers at either the Democrats or the Republicans. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. We can make good news shows and good TV shows without the toxicity. It's time for healing in America. And the only way we can heal is to let love come home. And let it begin in your house, your personal physical house, your heart house, the place from which you live. Examine yourself to see if you're in the faith. Take a closer look at you. What is your tongue saying? What's coming out of your mouth? Jesus said, it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles the man, but out of the mouth that defiles the man. For all this bitterness and hatred and all of these things that come out of us are destroying our lives. Your tongue, the book of James said, is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. We bless God with it and then we curse men. We can't have both. We have to choose which one we're going to do. And it is my prayer that we choose to be a blessing with our tongue. Get our mouths to speak good things of this country, of both parties, because they are still Americans. I say this to Democrats. Republicans are your neighbors and they are Americans. And I say this to Republicans, Democrats are your neighbors and they are Americans. Left, right wings, I don't even understand all of that to tell you the truth. I really don't. But I can tell you this, left or right, in or out, if it's in America, they are Americans. And we have to stop the bleeding. We have to stop killing each other with our tongues. Stop posting deadly things and begin to breathe life into people and watch God begin to bless the work of our hands as never before. America, yeah, there's hope here and she's rising again, but she's not rising because of politics. She's rising because of love, because there are people that are saying, that's enough of that. That's enough. It's like mother calling to tell her children, stop it. I've had enough of your foolishness for today. I've had enough of the noise. Stop the noise. And let's get down to business. The business of taking care of family. The business of communicating with family and loving each other again. The business of making a difference around the world, as this country has in days gone by. For over the couple hundred years plus, that she has made a difference around the world. And she's not weak, she's yet strong, because the Christians that are in this country will stop the madness and begin to pray for those that are in authority and pray for revival and revitalization of our nation. When love comes home, you'll find peace on these souls. You'll find not only, again, that Black lives matter, Blue lives matter, but all lives matter. They matter to God. And he wants to change each of us from the inside out. But we must be willing. We must be willing to have a clean heart. And if there's hatred in your heart toward any group, any prejudice, any bitterness, toward any group or any person, allow Father to take care of that today. He wants to. He won't reject you when you want to come clean. And some of us today need to come clean with God to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I thought the more toxic I was, the more popular I'd be. I just wanted to fit in. I just wanted to make conversation. I just wanted to be a part of the conversation. So I chose the toxic group. Back out of it. He'll forgive you, cleanse you, redirect you. It's okay to speak well of people. It's okay to exalt one another. It's okay to be your brother's keeper. It's okay to love somebody even when they don't love you. It's okay to feel good about who you are and where you are at this point in your life. Remember, his yoke is easy. And his burden is light. And he won't leave you like you are if you don't want to stay there. I choose to be free. Let me see the hands of those of you who choose to be free, who choose to let love come home today, who choose as a Republican to embrace a Democrat to replace him. Embrace each other. That racism will cease and desist in our country. We celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, but yet we can't see the birthing of it every day because we still have prejudices in our hearts. This goes into every neighborhood, from the penthouse to the poorhouse. It doesn't matter. From the back hills of Kentucky to the hills of Virginia to the swamps of Louisiana. We've got a nation that needs healing. And I choose to be a member of the community to heal our nation. Are you on board? Let me know if you're on board. All you got to do is email me at support@drfaye.com. Let me know that you are on board for healing of this nation, and that you will do everything in your power to stay away from negative conversations about our country, because when you speak against the president, you're speaking against America, because that's who he represents, the American people. Think about what you're talking about. Think about what's coming out of your mouth. And yield to the Spirit of God and let him do a glorious work, because he so wants to do it in each and every one of us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this teaching today, When Love Comes Home. We cannot do it without you. How foolish would it be for us to think for a moment that we could operate independently of the Spirit of the living God? We yield our vessels to you right now for your Spirit to consume us in every fiber of our being. Take complete and absolute control of all of us, each of us. Create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. Allow your Holy Spirit to rest upon each and every listener, each and every person that will hear this teaching. And come out of the place of division and bitterness and hatred and strife into a place of common ground, that all men are truly created equal. And Father, I thank you for birthing in us a desire and a passion to allow your love, you as love, to flow through us. And let us not forget how beautiful you have made us. How wonderful you have made us, and how blessed you have made us. Let us remember to remember that we too are clay, and you're the potter, and you're making and molding us all over again. In Jesus' name, amen. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just ask him, say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord. Be my Savior. And he'll do just that for you. And he'll take you to a Bible-believing, Holy Ghost-filled, Miracle Signs and Wonders Church in your local community. And until then, you're always free to listen here and support this ministry. This ministry is also sponsored by the Global Church, Inc., along with America Out Loud. And the Global Church is a 501(c) here in the U.S., where your tax-deductible donations can be given right here on our show page, or you can send that via drfaye.com/donation. It's so wonderful being with you. God bless each and every one of you. We bless this network. We bless the CEO, Malcolm, and all of those who are supporting it and on the air here. We give you blessings today. We send blessings to you and all of our listeners and supporters. Love you. Kisses and hugs. Don't forget to evangelize by clicking the mouse to share across social media. Thank you for listening today. I'm Dr. Faye, and you've been listening to Intentional.